This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And this is the Piasma.
There's a monster in my podcast.
A miasma of pee.
Yeah.
I mean, you imagine that a gigantic black bear is going to go around spraying piss, right?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just that, and that weird concentrated, like that, like, not, they're not pissing for relief. They're pissing to, like, mark.
Yeah, it's a very aggressive territory. Oh, yep.
Quite literally.
So these are ascended black bears that also happen to have boar's tusks.
Yeah. And there's, you know, a couple things, like they're stronger, they're faster, but there's not a whole lot extra to them, you know, in the world of the future.
Right. They're not, they're bigger than regular black bears, but like bears are already pretty big. It's not like a slightly bigger bear is out of the ordinary, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's kind of weird. They like made them bigger, a little bigger and a little bit stronger. And then of course, because it's Shadowrun, like they're corporate security or what have you. But they gave them a weakness as opposed to like giving them a strength.
Yes.
You know, they don't like shoot beams out of their eyes or have like mind control. Like most of these monsters, they're just like more sensitive.
Yes. They are specifically more sensitive to high frequency sounds. So like if you come across one of these, all you have to do is, you know, deploy something that resonates at 36 kilohertz. And all of a sudden, like they say, like, oh, it'll like damn near die.
Yeah, they can't even growl.
Right.
Like it destroys them so much.
Yeah.
You know, so you just have to keep your in your back pocket like your Flanders screaming dot wave. And then you can just destroy it as many of these as you want. Yeah.
It cannot go near those stores that use those high pitched tones to keep teenagers away.
Yeah.
So black mutated black bears and teenagers, more uncommon than you think.
Yeah, you keep these guys out of the Erastopol or whatever.
I don't know.
Aerostaple?
Aeropostale?
Aeropostale, yeah. I never know how to say that thing.
Yeah. Whew, that's a blast from the mid-2000s.
Yeah, Aeropostale. Every once in a while you'd see one of those shirts.
What's that?
You know, it's like you'd see one of those shirts. Those Erastopastipital?
Yeah, yeah.
Shirts? Aerohospital or whatever?
Uh-huh.
And then it's just like, you know, what is that? Like, it's just the name of the store, but you're also wearing it on the shirt?
Uh-huh.
Like, that's pretty strange.
But it was like it was definitely a thing. I saw it, like Aeropostale was the American Eagle that I could afford, or that my family could afford, right?
Yeah,
yeah. But it still marked you as one of the as one of the out group, you know.
It's just it's such a strange thing with those stores because you don't like wear a shirt that says like, you know, J.C. Penney's on it, you know, or
totally
other
would.
Clothing shirts. Yeah, you know, like just get a, you can just go on eBay and you're just like digging through the rummage bin of the corporate retreat, J.C. Penney corporate retreat.
Yeah. Well, you occasionally find those at thrift stores, though, you know, like just logo shirts for companies that never released logo shirts for consumer. You know, for consumers. Right.
Yeah, I always like that. Yeah. I hope nobody looks at my Wang computer. Are they distracted people from my shirt? I would wear that.
Yes.
These things get trained as well.
Yeah. So initially, it's like, haha, ballet. That bear that drives around the dogs, or that drives dogs around on a sled.
Yeah. Is this your stop?
Yeah.
We can turn this thing around.
Yeah, get into the dog pool lane. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.